Hi, and welcome to Borderline and Back, Hope and Recovery from Borderline Personality Disorder, BPD, and Emotional Unstable Personality Disorder, EUPD. I'm your host, Maggie, and I'm not a therapist, psychiatrist, psychologist, counselor, or a doctor. I'm here on this journey of recovery and management of borderline personality disorder with you. Something that I realized when I received my diagnosis was that my journey to get diagnosed was long. And we'll save that for a future episode. And also that in order for me to reach my goal of recovery and management, I was going to have to do a lot of the work on my own. When I was diagnosed, I had never heard of borderline personality disorder, sometimes also referred to as emotional unstable personality disorder. And when I Googled it, I was terrified and felt immediately stigmatized. I'm here to offer you or your family members hope and non-stigmatizing guidance, support, and resources as you start on your journey to recovery. So, what exactly is borderline personality disorder? That's probably the first question that you might have if you're the family member of someone or friend of someone who has come to you and said that they have BPD. Or maybe you've been diagnosed and you're trying to find some answers yourself. For this, I'm going to pull information from one of my favorite resources to help me out here. His name is Dr. Daniel Fox, PhD, and his book, The Borderline Personality Disorder Workbook, is one of my absolute favorites. I refer to it almost every day. So BPD is one of 10 personality disorders identified in the fifth edition of the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Health Disorders. I'm going to be referring to that as the DSM-5 in all future references. And the next question that you might have is, what exactly is a personality disorder? So a personality disorder can be loosely defined by the inability to adjust one's behavior, thinking, and matter of responses to particular situations, feelings, or even both. The DSM-5 describes BPD as a pervasive pattern of instability of interpersonal relationships, self-image and effects, and marked impulsivity, generally beginning by early adulthood and can be presented in a variety of contexts. So we now have a definition, but that kind of seems a little vague, right? And that's completely understandable. I felt that way too. But when I was receiving my diagnosis, I learned that there are 9 criteria listed in the DSM-5 related to BPD, and an individual needs to meet 5 or more of these criteria to qualify for a diagnosis. What this means is that BPD exists on a spectrum and presents uniquely in almost every single individual who receives this diagnosis. Something else to keep in mind is that BPD often presents itself in early adulthood. For me, I can look back and recall serious symptoms starting at about 18 or 19 years old, and BPD tends to get better as we mature throughout adulthood. That's really awesome. I have heard that it generally starts getting better between 30 and 35. Something else to know is that it's actually a pretty common disorder, affecting approximately 18 million adults, or 6% of the population of adults in the United States. So while you might not know anyone in your life who has expressed that they have BPD, please know that you're not alone. There is a very large community out there of individuals who are living with this disorder, and many of them are living very full and satisfying lives. I also recognize that hearing me say all this might sound scary, but I really don't want you to be discouraged. The treatment of BPD is very successful, and like I mentioned, many people who suffer from this disorder go on to live incredibly satisfying lives through their recovery journey. The important thing to remember, and what I try to tell myself every single day, is to just trust the process, to do the work, and remember to grant myself some grace when I need it. Next week, we are going to talk about my path to being diagnosed, the history, failures, and stigma that came with my first introduction to BPD, as well as some of the first resources I found that gave me hope that I could recover. So until next week, I hope that you all have a great week, and I look forward to talking to you next week. Remember to grant yourself some grace.